How many did you produce a day? Like, what was your, or a week?
We went by the gross, 144, and we probably do, probably 50 gross more a day. It did a lot of them. God.
And how did the pricing change over the years? I'm trying to think. So what were the years again that you, your father?
It started up there about 1937.
Uh-huh.
And went until, I don't know, can't remember the year we quit, but it was the year, it'd be 2040, it'd be 90, and 20 would be 60. Must have been around the late 60s.
Okay.
That we quit.
So how did the pricing change over those years? Do you remember what they, what a fork or spoon was selling for at the time that you started? And
no, I can't remember the prices, but they did change considerably. And you know, we started working, we worked 54 hours a week, and we were getting, I think probably about 50 cents an hour or less. I guess it was less, 30-something cents an hour, I think it was, to start with.
Now, was that competitive with other jobs around the area? And what time in the morning did you
start at 7 and work until 5.
And did you have a lunch break?
An hour lunch. And same on Saturdays.
So you worked Saturdays, it's 2. So that your Sunday was your one day off.
Yeah. That was the 54. That should come to 54 hours. 9 times 6. 9 times 6, 54. Yeah.
What did most people do during their lunch break? Did they stay there? Was there a place to eat on the property?
They stayed right there around the mill. In the summertime, they stood outside, and in the wintertime, ate inside.
And was there, you did punch in when you came in?
Punch in, punch out at noon and punch back in at 1 o'clock.
Was there a sense of camaraderie there among the people who worked there? I mean, was there much conversation while you were working?
Sit together and talk.
But we
generally came home for lunch. We never bought a lunch, but most of us bought their lunch and ate right there.
Now, when you were working, though, was it fairly quiet? Everyone was focused on their particular job, or was there conversation between the machinists?
No, it was really too noisy.
Yeah.
To talk when the machines were going.
Now, were there employees who were there for a long time?
We didn't have too much of a turnover. They all had homes around, and they stayed right there.